This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes, an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. 5 Gospel Minutes is a daily broadcast bringing to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in harmony with the basic teachings of the Bible. For the past several days, we've been engaged in a study entitled Conduct Worthy of the Gospel. In this series, we've been striving to show that God intends for every one of His children to be an epistle, that is, a letter to the world, a letter of Christ, a letter that tells the world about Christ. As Paul said of the brethren at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 1, you are our epistle, known and read of all men. And so we must live so as to reflect the gospel. Already we have seen these various principles, that our spiritual relations to God are of paramount importance. The gospel is a message of grace, and so our lives should manifest joy and thanksgiving. The gospel reveals God's hatred of sin and its terrible consequences. The gospel reveals an open way of access to God, so childlike reliance on God and communion with Him should be characteristic of us. The gospel is needed by and intended for the whole world, so we must be zealous in preaching and spreading it. And the gospel demands loving concern for the poor, so we must be benevolent. We must have a benevolent attitude, and we must be liberal in the givings of our financial means. So all of these things must be reflected in our lives if we truly are to live a life that is worthy of the gospel. Paul said in Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel. Now we come to the 7th principle of the gospel that we should find reflected in human life. And that is that the gospel upholds citizenship in heaven. That is, it upholds this basic idea that our citizenship is not here on this earth, but is in heaven. Let us note in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Paul says here, for our citizenship is in heaven, whence also we wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall fashion anew the body of our humiliation, that it may be conformed to the body of His glory, according to the working whereby He is able even to subject all things unto Himself. And in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13, a very important passage, these two passages together make clear that we should not regard this world as our home, but to recognize that truly we are citizens of heaven. So let us read together in Hebrews 11, beginning with verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things make it manifest that they are seeking after a country of their own. And if indeed they had been mindful of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Now that makes clear that using the case of Abraham and Sarah, who made clear that they were pilgrims and sojourners in this life, living in tents, but were looking for the city which hath the foundations, whose builder and maker is God, that we ourselves should regard ourselves as merely pilgrims on this earth, that this earth is not really our home, not our permanent home. Our citizenship is not really here on this earth. Our basic, fundamental, most important citizenship is not of any nation, however much we may appreciate that here in this life. But our basic citizenship is in eternity, in heaven. This is where it ought to be and where we ought to strive to build our lives toward. It's been so good to have you with us, and I'd just like to say in closing that I do want to thank you for listening and to plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.